Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we're talking with Boston-based entrepreneur Kasha Davis about the launch of her new line of sustainable clothing. Kasha served as the director of merchandising for New Balance's global flagship and e-commerce divisions. And after more than 10 years in the industry, she felt it was time to channel her passion towards her own line. And with the launch of Kada, she's built a brand around what she believes are the two pillars that will drive the future of the fashion industry: female empowerment and sustainability. Good morning, Kasha. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, this past year has been insane and unimaginable for so many of us. So first, I just want to ask, you know, how have you been? What's the last year been like for you personally?
You know, it's obviously been difficult personally. Having to shift our lifestyle in so many ways is really challenging. And, you know, building a brand during a global pandemic is quite possibly at the most challenging of times. But, you know, it's also taught me a lot. And that's what the silver lining is. I've really learned the importance of the power of the pivot and just to be able to, you know, roll with the punches and ride the waves as they come to you. So that flexibility and resilience has been what's gotten me through.
Talk a little bit about your background. I know you spent nearly a decade in the industry, you know, working with New Balance, but how did you get into this career, into fashion and merchandising, into that career?
So, fun fact, New Balance is actually the family business. So I was right out of college. I spent almost about 10 years, a little less, at New Balance.
Wow.
Where, like you said, I grew a background in apparel product management, in sales. I worked directly with Nordstrom, and then in global merchandising. So I kind of built that foundation for myself, not knowing that I would eventually go out on my own, but, through my years in the industry, what I became really passionate about was creating sustainable everyday options for real women. And so that's what led to Kada being born.
So when you decide to branch out on your own, because I always think about this and I love asking this question. I mean, I would be terrified because, you know, you have this base, you have this support system, you know what you're doing, you've got a good thing going. And then it must be so much more complicated than we think to just branch off and have it be that you're the boss, you're in charge, you make the decisions. What was that initial feeling like? I mean, I would be terrified.
I was. But I don't know. I've kind of learned through the years that I'm the type of person that kind of thrives under pressure. And I like a good challenge. It wasn't an easy, quick process. It was a year of due diligence, of sleepless nights. You know, I'm super close with my family. They're very supportive of this decision and want to help me in any way. But of course, you know, New Balance is their brand. And I didn't in any way want them to be insulted that after 8 years, 9 years of being at the family business, I was going to walk away. And so that too, from a personal perspective, was really hard for me. But, you know, like I said, I did my due diligence. I made sure that I had every financial and legal question that my dad could possibly ask answered. And here we are. He was super impressed. I mean, I think I shocked myself with my courage, and my family was just as shocked, but it was all in a positive way. So
let's talk about Kata. It's your new clothing line. And, you know, first of all, you mentioned it earlier, but starting and launching a new venture in the middle of a pandemic,
I know,
everything being uncertain is risky, but you know what, like you said, you like a challenge, and if you can pull it out, you know, in the fourth quarter, you can always manage to get it done. I mean, now look, you've done it, you've managed it in the absolute worst of times. So I feel like you could probably accomplish anything. Do you have a staff that's working with you, and how do you sort of manage all of the stresses of starting a business in this, all of this uncertainty?
So I have one female who works under me. Her name is Maddie. She also worked under me at New Balance. It was really important to me, to hire someone full-time, you know, kind of as like my right hand, to someone to help me day to day. But this person really needed to be someone that I trusted. First and foremost, that was the most important thing to me. And so Maddie has been a godsend. She is our manager of business operations. We complement each other really well. I tend to be, you know, I'm the founder of Kata, so I have the vision, but I tend to be very high level and strategic, and she is very operational and tactical. So it works really well together. And then we have a designer, a developer who does all of our fabric sourcing and manages our relationship with our manufacturer. We have a strategy consultant, and then we have a marketing consultant. So currently it's hard at a startup. You don't have the funds to hire many people full time.
That's a good amount. You've got a good amount of people with you though, even just in the beginning, just to start. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I need it.
No, I bet you do. Oh my God. I bet you do. And I want to talk a little bit, you know, in more detail about your clothing line. So you partnered with Greenprint, and the plan is to become the first sustainably made clothing brand in Massachusetts. Can you talk a little bit more about what sustainable clothing is? I know we hear that phrase and we like to think that we're buying things that are being repurposed or reused, but explain in a little more detail what sustainable clothing is and why it's so important to your new clothing line.
I think a lot of different brands have elements of sustainability as part of their strategy. But what makes Kata so special is that every decision we're making around our product strategy has that element of sustainability in it. We won't do it if it's not sustainable. And so at the core of Kata is this concept of evolving the way clothing is made. And a huge part of the way that we're doing that is through our robust sustainability strategy. So we design and manufacture responsibly. And by that, I mean, we're only manufacturing in small batches. So we know that we won't be sitting on a lot of excess inventory that, you know, could otherwise become waste. And we've done a really good job of choosing fabrics that we truly believe in. So we've consolidated our fabric selection so that it's easier for the factory to minimize waste while they manufacture. And then all of our fabrics are made from recycled yarns. So that's a huge one. And then there's two other elements. One of them, like you said, is our partnership with Greenprint. They're a third-party agency out of Atlanta, and they help us to offset any water or carbon damage that was done during our manufacturing process. So basically how it works is, because we're a startup, we haven't been able to do this for every piece because it's really expensive, but you know, we're being honest and raw with the consumer, and we have the goal of expanding this strategy across our whole collection. But we picked what we thought would be our two best sellers, the t-shirt and the cami. And we we basically pay Greenprint a fee per every unit that we produce. Okay. And they take that money and reinvest it into the environment in a positive way in order to offset these any damage that we cause during manufacturing. And so it's a really expensive process. It's time consuming. It's required a lot of patience, but I think that it's such a good story and it's so important to me and to the brand values of Kata that I think it, you know, it becomes an emotional purchase for her. And I think it's going to help us generate a great following. And then the last element of sustainability is kind of what you mentioned, is this idea of reusing dead stock fabrics. Mm-hmm. So dead stock fabrics are basically fabrics in the industry that have been already produced, but then the orders are canceled by other brands because they don't have the resources to then take that fabric into the manufacturing process. And a lot of times, unfortunately, that fabric becomes waste. And so what we're doing is we're setting out to find dead stock fabrics that we love that could help us provide freshness and boldness and newness in our collections on a you know, monthly cadence, sometimes 6 to 8 weeks at most. And we're buying them, rebuying them, I should say, recycling them and giving them a second life and incorporating them into our collection in a really fun way. So that part I'm really excited about.
I know I was reading about when I was reading up on you, I didn't realize that like 85% of all textile waste either gets dumped into a landfill or it gets burned. And I guess I think of recycling and I think of, you know, plastic bottles, or I think of food or drink things, but I never think of clothes and I never think of textile waste. And I've been seeing that more and more that I had no idea that there even could be waste, but I guess, you know, is it the remnants of things when things are being made and they just get sort of tossed? Is that in like layman's terms to explain what textile waste would be?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And so that's kind of what I was alluding to when I said that we are using a lot of the same fabrics across silhouettes. Mm-hmm. Every time you use a different fabric for a new silhouette, almost every time, the factory has to change the machine and the line that they're using to produce that piece. Oh, and when they have to change the machine, a lot of those, like you're saying, those remnant fabrics and scraps just like fall to the ground and go to waste. And so for us, we are trying to minimize that and use same fabric, same machine. So it becomes a more efficient process for them time-wise. But again, it minimizes the waste, the fabric waste. So, a lot of thought went into this.
I know. Well, I actually love it. But see, now I want to know, so what do I need to look for in addition to buying, you know, Kata clothing? What do I want to look for to make sure that my clothes are being made properly? Are there any red flags that people should maybe stay away from when they're shopping or looking at their clothes? Is there something on a tag or some way to let us know, or has that not been sort of created yet?
For the most part, I think that any brand that is going through this process and investing in this process will tell the story as well. So, you know, whether it's through marketing email campaigns or on their website, we have a hang tag for every piece that we are partnering with Greenprint on. So we've made it very known. Mm-hmm. I think I don't want to bash any other brands because trust me, I am guilty of purchasing a lot of fast fashion brands. Or I should say I used to be guilty of it.
Yeah.
But you can't possibly keep up with the demand in the fast fashion world and have this robust of a strategy and a process. So if this is something that's important to you, I would stay away from every fast fashion brand.
So that's because why we need to stick with you. That's it. So
yeah, they're not creating these pieces that have longevity and that you invest in. They're just following the trends, and whatever happens with the excess inventory or during the manufacturing process just doesn't matter. As long as the consumer's buying their product, that's what's important to them.
Well, let's talk a little more about the styles and the pieces that that you have in the Kata clothing line? Is it high, low? Are they comfortable and cozy? Do you have a little bit of everything? What kind of styles? So for any women, any listeners that we have, you know, what can they expect when they go to your website?
Yeah. So like I said, we manufacture in small batches. So we launched pretty tight. We have 7 silhouettes that we launched with, and they range from a cami bralette, which is just basically like a very cropped tank top.
Yeah, they're super cute.
Yeah. And the fabric is amazing. I'm not just saying that. Like, we spent months wear testing and making sure that we could wash and dry these pieces and basically do anything in them, I would say, other than working out. And they're super durable. We also have, you know, the next extreme would be the maxi dress.
I love those. I was looking through, I was like, oh God, I'm going to stop. I want to keep adding everything.
Again, so comfortable. So we want, like, so much went into this process, and we want these to be the new staples in her closet. Like, when you buy a piece, you're investing in, a piece that you're going to have for years to come. And so we like to refer to them as almost like not so basic basics. So they're these quote unquote basic silhouettes, but then you'll see like really thoughtful design details and unexpected details that make it feel special and, you know, a little sexy, a little risque, but you still feel super comfortable. And that's kind of the point of Kata. Like, you, like I said, other than working out, you can really do anything in it, because the fabrics are super comfortable. But you also look polished. And that's kind of what I set out to do. Like, I want every female to feel comfortable in Kata.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with Boston entrepreneur Kasha Davis about the launch of her new sustainable clothing line called Kata. The fabric used in her clothing is made from discarded textiles and breathes new life into materials that would end up as waste. With 10 years of experience working in athletic wear at New Balance, Kasha has carefully curated each piece, creating elevated pieces that all women can enjoy. Let's get back to our conversation. Well, I want to give the website out. So if anyone's listening now and they want to go shopping, it's wearkada.com. So wearkada.com. And we'll put a direct link up once this interview is over, so people can just click one stop and go and shop and enjoy. You know, you mentioned it a little bit about our bond with clothing, and women, you know, we love our clothes. And I know it sounds like a weird statement that we're bonding with clothing, but you're right. When I go shopping, I find something that feels good on my body, and it's almost easing my mind at the same time. It's a perfect match. I feel like I've won. Why do you think for us, for women, we have such a reliance on clothes and how they make us feel?
That's a really good question. I've thought a lot about it. Part of our bigger brand strategy is this idea of inclusion. And I've said that I want all women of all ages and body types to feel great in our clothing. From a female first perspective, we want to continue to support women by empowering them and providing them with clothes that give them confidence. It's, like I said, it's definitely an emotional purchase. And if she feels confident in it, she's going to buy it, and she's probably going to be she's going to repurchase and become a loyal customer, hopefully. But I do truly believe there's a direct correlation between what you wear and how you feel. And so clothes have this power to inspire self-confidence in us. And, putting something on that makes you feel dressed and polished can have a very positive impact on your day and can just motivate you to be more productive. And that's exactly what we think about when we go to design a new season. We really want to provide her with that lift and that sense of self-confidence.
Do you have a favorite piece out of all of the clothing you've designed? And also in the second part of that, if you could pick one outfit to live in every day, what would it be and why?
A Kata outfit, you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Sure.
So I love the tee, just the classic tee. I think it's, the fabric is amazing. It's so versatile. You can wear it with a pair of leggings. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it with shorts. You can, it can truly, you can wear it for a night out. It has this floating seam down the side that actually all of our pieces have that we launched with, that kind of shows a little bit of skin. So you can still feel dressed up when you go out. So I'd have to say the tee is my favorite. But if I had to live in one outfit, it would be the maxi. I personally love maxi dresses. They become like my version of sweatpants in the summer. So, like I said, I just love that you can look polished, but you honestly feel like you're wearing loungewear. So
I love it. And, you know, that kind of goes into my next question. And we sort of touched on it a little bit, but the idea of dressing up, you know, being defined as wearing, you know, a fancy dress or uncomfortable shoes, I feel like it's totally changing with the new generations. Just the idea of what defines you being dressed up. And you guys are kind of accomplishing that. I mean, you're putting in comfort and texture and everything into the clothing that we're wearing. Do you think that more women are opting for this, for that softer feeling, and maybe the idea of dressing up isn't what it used to be?
Yes, I totally think that. I think basically consumer shopping habits changed overnight because of what we've all gone through. But I do also feel like there's a sense of like, okay, it's been a year and I've been in sweatpants and athletic clothes. Like I'm ready to put something different on, go out and actually do something, see people. And when I see people, I want to look good, not like I've been suffering through a global pandemic. And so I think we are providing like that perfect bridge between, between loungewear and, like clothing that makes you feel dressed up. You're not losing that comfort element, but you are gaining the sophistication and the put together polished look. And so I think it's a great transition piece.
You know, there are a lot of listeners that have the passion, that want to start their own company. They want to take the risk to be their own boss. And it is scary, like you mentioned earlier in the interview, and it's a frightening thought, but what's the best piece of advice that you ever received? And in turn, what would you say to somebody listening who wants to become an entrepreneur like you and wants to start their own business, and even in uncertain times, still is motivated to do it, but has a little bit of a doubt still? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I always say follow your passion. I think that's so important. So if you have any doubt, it's okay. Take the risk, do what makes you happy. It'll be worth it in the long run. The best piece of advice I've received actually came from my dad. When I first started, obviously I had really difficult days, and he continued to tell me, and remind me of all the hard days he had, and just said, you need to keep in mind everything is possible. You know, I had more difficult days in the beginning than I did good days. And those are the turning points in your career. When you make a mistake, you realize how to fix it. You'll never make it again. And so it's about learning from those mistakes. And like I said, not making them again. It's a huge opportunity for growth. And so not getting down on yourself when you didn't do something right the first time. And then the other thing I would say is that it's really important to have patience. I think that's probably been the hardest part for me. I get so excited about a new marketing campaign or a new product that we're launching, and I just want to get it out in the market. And I think that the most important thing is not to sacrifice the quality of your product and of your strategy in order to hit a rushed deadline. And again, like I've learned that the hard way. And I won't make that mistake again, just because it definitely wasn't worth it.
Well, I think you're doing fantastic. And you know, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask one last thing. What are your hopes for the future with your company? Do you have any specific goals or dreams that you want to see come to light in the near future?
Not any specific goals as they relate to product, but I do, my goal is to, you know, before I set out to start Kata, I had all these go-to brands that I went to for different things. So like you have the brand that you buy the perfect little black dress from, and then you have the brand that sells the perfect tee and the brand that sells the most comfortable legging. But what I realized is that I didn't have one go-to brand to get it all from. And so my goal is to be able to create staples, like I said, for all women, all ages, all body types, staples that go across their wardrobe, across all silhouettes. And so every morning when she gets up, she can rely on Kata to give her that boost and to get her through her day, no matter what that day has in store for her. And so as we evolve, that's ultimately the goal that I have.
I think you're on your way very fast to accomplishing that. I've loved having you on the show, Kasha Davis. Thank you so much. I think this clothing line, it's called Kata. I'm going to give the website out again. It's wearkata.com, wearkada.com. And we'll put a link up so you can do one click shopping right on our website on magic1067.com. Kasha, thank you so much for spending time with us. You define what it means to be exceptional, honestly, and especially in, you know, mostly a male dominated field where it seems to be, we look everywhere and it's mostly men. You are breaking the ceiling and I love it. I wish you so much continued success with this clothing line. I will certainly be buying as soon as I get on with you. I love everything that you're doing. Keep it up. And thank you again for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Your support means the world.
Thank you to Kasha Davis for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in talking with your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone you'd like to recommend to be featured on our show. You can follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.